Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
Progress isn't always visible. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 in the New International Version. How many times in life has we as humans felt that we are working towards something and making little to no visible progress? I know that being a graduate school student, I have felt this plenty of times. Having gone through 2 thesis changes and working a job 20 hours a week on top of my course load. However, while we may not see it, progress is not always visible. We could be making leaps and bounds towards our desired outcome that others may see, but we may not. Much like dealing with our faith and remaining strong in prayer, we may not see results right away from prayer. But as this verse mentions, our faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance for what we do not see. Much like striving for academic success and long-term goals, our faith journeys may not always have visible progress. Yet, as we know, if we remain steadfast and strong in prayer and have confidence in both our faith and our abilities, there is assurance that the best is yet to come on both fronts. Let us pray. God, while we may be impatient as progress is not always linear or even visible, help us to remember that through our faith, we can have confidence and assurance in our desired outcomes. Forgive us for our impatience and help us to remain forever faithful and confident, even if our progress may not always be visible. Amen. This devotional was written and recorded by Grace Jonas. Thank you for joining me today.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.